If I could have your attention, please. I want to welcome you this morning to the Gaines Center for Family Ministry seminar on infertility and spirituality. My name is Bobby McDonald, and I'm excited about being here. I hope you are as well. I've been looking forward to this day for quite some time. I hope you have been considering that as well. Today we're going to be dealing with a lot of tough issues and a lot of difficult questions, but I really think at the end of the day, as a matter of fact, I'm very confident at the end of the day, we're going to be leaving this room and this seminar with a much better understanding of infertility, the treatment of it, the way in which we can cope with it, and the way in which we can minister to couples who are experiencing it. As I looked over the guest list prior, just a few days ago, in anticipation of this, and as I look over the crowd now, I see that we come for many different reasons. There are some of us here who are counseling-oriented, pastoral care students possibly, that are looking to learn ways in which we can assist couples in coping with such things as infertility. There are some of us here who are ministers and pastors, church staff, who are trying to find a little more information about infertility and ways in which we can teach and preach to the needs of those that are going through it. There are some here who may be coming for more of a theoretical knowledge, talking about the theology and the bioethical nature of infertility and reproductive technologies. And then there are those here who come because in your marriage, you're struggling with the difficulties, the trauma, and the tragedies of infertility. For myself, I come for all four of these reasons, actually. 4 years ago, I came to Southern Seminary as a pastoral care and counseling student, deeply interested in wanting to help soul care and help couples deal with marriage and family issues. During my time here, my interests have veered from counseling to ethics, and I've gotten very interested in the bioethical and the genetic ethics that are going on in our culture today. Just recently, I've joined the staff of Highview Baptist Church, where there are many couples who are experiencing such difficulties as infertility, and I want to know more about how to attend to their needs. And then it was just a few months ago, really, almost a year now, that my wife and I were diagnosed, I guess you would say, with dealing with infertility. And it was just about 5 months ago that I actually came across the name Dr. William Cottrell. Actually, it was the day that we came home from our first meeting with our infertility specialist. We came home, my wife and I, after having about a 20-minute conversation with our doctor. We were dazed, we were confused, we were mad, we were sad. We were experiencing a wide range of emotions, and we really didn't know where to put ourselves. The wind had been knocked out from under us, and we'd had no really where to turn. In some ways, we were mad at God, and we didn't feel at that moment that we really had the heart and the mind to turn to prayer. And so we turned to someone we had heard about, Dr. Bill Cottrell, and it was over the phone that we had our first conversation. And though I had never seen him and I could not tell you who he was by sight, I left that conversation having had a lifelong friend and a pastor to my family. And over that time, since that time back in November, he has become even more of a family friend to my wife and I, as we have dealt continuously with the issues that have surrounded infertility. I'd like to take a moment just to introduce him and our other speaker, Sandra Glahn, who will be doing our seminars today. Both are very well known in their fields, and we're very glad to have them here with us today. Dr. Bill Cottrell is a recognized expert in reproductive technologies. He is an expert as well in medical ethics. He is a licensed obstetrician and gynecologist, therefore he'll be able to better address the medical aspects of our conference today. He specializes in the treatment of infertility. He comes to us today having closed his practice, having pastored churches, and now as a professor here at this seminary. And he teaches here classes in pastoral care and human crises, as well as spiritual formation. He holds a graduate degree from Dallas Theological Seminary. He is a former director of the Christian Medical and Dental Society, and he has been a guest speaker at the Focus on the Family Physicians Conference. He is a contributor to the Reproductive Revolution and is an author of Sexuality and Reproductive Technologies. Bill and his wife Jane have been married for 27 years. They have 3 children and 1 grandchild. I believe it's a relatively new grandchild, is it not? Just of a few months. Sandra Glahn is also a recognized expert in the field of reproductive technologies and infertility, not just for her academic contributions, but also for her experiential knowledge. She is a former board member of Resolve Incorporated, which is a national consumer organization which provides information to couples going through infertility as well as their doctors. Having experienced a decade of infertility, including 8 pregnancy losses, she and her husband Gary have got a firm grasp and an intimately familiar knowledge with infertility and reproductive technologies. Currently, she is a THM candidate at Dallas Theological Seminary, where she also edits their quarterly magazine entitled Kindred Spirit. And she and her husband, Gary, have 1 child, been blessed by the Lord through adoption, with Alexandra, who is now age 5. Together, Dr. Couture and Mrs. Glahn have contributed numerous articles and written many books, 2 of which are When Empty Arms Become a Heavy Burden, and also Sexual Intimacy in Marriage. They also have a forthcoming novel, fiction, I believe you can see it at the back, entitled Lethal Harvest. It's a medical thriller that I'm sure you'd want to get your hands on for some good light reading, at least some fictional reading. So without further ado, I will turn it over to Dr. Bill Couture, and I would like to ask you to join me in welcoming him to the podium.